Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
DeJoe. That's Steve from Stranger Things. End of beginning. Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning
Talk
show.
Talk about a character arc, huh?
Right.
Like, he was such a dirtbag in the beginning, and then all of a sudden you're like...
My hero.
Go Steve.
I know. It's
He's
good.
Being good with those youngsters.
Mm. He found himself in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, he did.
In the upside down.
When's that start?
Thanksgiving.
Any minute. Oh, okay.
4 episodes Thanksgiving, 4 episodes Christmas... finale on New Year's.
We're talking about Stranger
we
Things,
are,
if you
Stranger
don't know.
Things,
sorry.
Yeah. We're just choosing to ignore the bad news about Hopper.
We don't know any details.
We don't.
But it certainly made the news enough. Like, Mike's Instagram feed is filled with pictures of those two.
Mm.
From
11,
different, yeah,
11
from all Hopper. The different yeah. reporting agencies, yep. Rolling Stone. And wow.
Yeah. I wonder if that news would have broken if his... ex-wife, if her album wasn't having the moment it's having, Lily Allen.
It is a lot. Yeah, you're right. There's,
like you say, it's all about that. It's all about that breakup.
Because if she filed the complaint before they started filming, that would have been like the end of 2023. So why is it just coming out now? Are people just choosing to listen to the rumors now? Because
that's a good point. I don't know. They do say that Lily Allen stood by him during all that, and then, you know, they fell apart after the fact.
Well, we talked about it yesterday.
If you haven't heard this story, Eleven, Millie Bobby Brown, who plays Eleven on Stranger Things, filed a complaint that he was bullying her on set. They did a very long investigation. This was before they started filming. They clearly did get the filming done. But it's I hate hearing that.
But the timing helps the show. In
it
a
does.
Way, it has people talking about it. Like Vinny said,
does it
my
need
Instagram
help,
feed was in there. You know, the
all
more
publicity
the better.
Is good publicity.
All publicity is good publicity.
I don't
publicity.
Know if you want that kind of publicity.
No, you don't.
That's
don't,
a stink
I'm
you can't
saying,
get on.
It is odd the timing.
A grown up bullying a little girl. It is not a good look.
It is very interesting that we are now about a month and not even a month away. From this debuting, and the first time hearing of
ago.
It is yes,
yeah.
And the first we're hearing of it is right around now.
The Stranger Things to me, there's no bright side or good look at all.
Mm.
The marriage thing, once she starts talking about how she gave him the option to sleep with other girls, he just wasn't like it becomes unrelated. I think to most of us, we're like, okay, this is Hollywood crap because most of us aren't
like
having our wife
free
go
passes, right?
Feel free. If anyone wants to, you can. Just don't keep their number.
Right.
Oh, the internet's eating it up, eating the album
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, boy.
I listened to the whole thing yesterday. It's
the
weird.
The Lily Allen
yeah,
record?
It's weird. But it's interesting.
What did you think?
Weird isn't good.
Is it very...
And interesting isn't good.
Is it cryptic or is it like...
It's not cryptic.
It's not.
It's so plain, such plain speech, almost completely lacking lyricism. She just kind of talks over auto-tune. That being said, there are some fun melodies and she does say some cute, like clever things. But it's almost like a bad version of Brat.
Oh.
Of Charlie's album with the auto-tune talking. There's like barely choruses in some of the songs. But
she needed to get it off her chest, though, obviously.
She did.
Here's a bunch of stuff. I'm going to turn the auto-tune on. I'm just going to go. I'm just going to roll here. All right, Winterland tickets. We've got those. They're nearly sold out. And this week, if you win a pair of these tickets, you're also getting a meet and greet with Rob Thomas, which is a big deal. So we have three chances. We'll do it in about an hour. 905, 1205 with Mason, 505 with Janie. You take the code word we give you to RadioAlice.com, and then you'll find yourself there. Meeting and greeting with Rob Thomas. Alice in Winterland stars Alex Warren, Rob Thomas, John Kay, December 4th at the Masonic, 1 month from today. And the tickets are flying. You need to go get them. Try and win them, but you need to go get them. Okay, now, if you already heard who people announce as the sexiest man alive. You need to recuse yourself.
I have not.
Are you also not aware of who they picked?
No, I don't
know. Okay, great. Good. We got ourselves a game.
Oh, boy.
It's time to play a game.
All right.
Hold on. Let me get my... Is this People?
It's just a mini game. People magazine. Hmm. Yeah. They do it all the time. They do it every year. Sexiest man alive. All right. So I'm giving you a multiple choice. What's today? The 4th? There we go. Glenn Powell from Chad Powers and Top Gun Maverick. Jonathan Bailey from Wicked and Bridgerton. Jeremy Allen White from The Bear in the new Bruce Springsteen movie. Or Pedro Pascal from The Last of Us, Game of Thrones, and just general awesomeness.
I was going to guess Pedro Pascal if you didn't give us any multiple choice.
Oh, is that so? Okay,
yes.
Pedro, so you're going Pedro Pascal.
But Jeremy Allen White is a solid pick too, but the movie already came out. I'm going to stick with Pedro Pascal. That's what my gut was telling me.
All right.
Who's the first name you said?
Glenn Powell.
I like him.
Chad Powers, Top Gun Maverick.
I love him, but I think I'm going to go with Jeremy Allen White.
So we've got a Pedro Pascal, a Jeremy Allen White, and a Glenn Powell. None of you get a point.
Who was it?
It's the guy from Wicked.
It's the guy from Wicked.
I love that.
Jonathan Bailey from Wicked and Bridgerton, which he's so good on. Is this year People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive. Jimmy Fallon announced it on his show last night. It is Jonathan Bailey from Bridgerton. He's Lord Anthony Bridgerton. He's also Fiero in the Wicked movies and Dr. Henry Loomis in Jurassic World Rebirth, which I think is streaming now. Is that the new one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is this the guy that Scarlett Johansson kisses full on the mouth on the red carpet all the time?
That sounds right. Yes.
So
yes.
He's a gay guy.
He is.
Oh, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Great. Mm-hmm. That's what I was trying to put it together because she was making the news for kissing the dude in some movie she's in while they were promoting it. And there's her husband having to eat that. But then they were like, it's okay. He's
gay.
They're
best friends. He's gay.
Okay. All right.
He tells people, it's a huge honor. Obviously, I'm incredibly flattered.
Oh, he's a Brit?
Yes. Oh. Of course he is. Delicious. And it's completely absurd. It's been a secret, so I'm quite excited for some friends and family to find out. He says his first crush was probably Prince Eric from The Little Mermaid.
Oh, what a good answer.
I know. He is the first openly gay Sexiest Man Alive recipient. As for his ideal date night, because I guess they ask questions like that. I do love a walk. I do love dinner. Theater, films. It depends what number date it is.
That's a good answer.
You know, if it's like date 100, then like Legos. Some of my best dates have been Lego dates. Oh, Ed Sheeran's going to fall for this guy for sure. Anyway, congratulations. People's Sexiest Man Alive is Jonathan Bailey.
I love this pick.
I do too, because he is so hot.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous. I have to say that when I found out he was gay, I had already watched his season of Bridgerton, and I was like, oh
right?
Damn! So hot.
I have to say that the dance scene in, is it the library?
Yes.
Is maybe some of the, like I've seen Grease, and I've seen all the, you know, the movies where, nah, I can't say all. I've seen some movies where they do some dancing and singing, and I'm usually like, time for the bathroom. That was a really well done, top notch, full blown, spectacular, all the way stars to the tippy top.
Mm.
I loved it.
Yeah.
It's weird move is spinning and the moving and the, it's really well choreographed.
He is, Fieri. Fiero from the Wicked movies. Mm-hmm. That's his character's name. I read the book and having seen the play, I feel like I know how this whole thing is going to turn out, this Wicked thing.
I actually don't know. I've been avoiding spoilers for 20 years.
Try to not
don't
say
tell
anything.
Me.
I will tell you this, that the book and the play end completely differently. And it's a very big surprise ending when you see, if you've read the book and then you see it in the theaters. So I don't know what they're going to do on this one.
Oh, that's a good point. I didn't think about that. They might take a different turn from the musical.
They could take a completely different turn. We can talk about it after you've seen it. No spoilers.
I haven't seen the first one either. I'm hoping to do the double feature thing.
Oh, I'm sure they're making that happen. And I'm pretty sure you can stream that now. So maybe if you can't find it in theaters, you could watch it the night before and then go see it the next day.
Miss a chance to spend 6 hours in a movie theater? I don't think so.
You okay. Young people are made of different stuff.
Sterner stuff. Yeah. You got some real staying power.
You really are something else. I have to admire that. That is special.
I'd have to go to the bathroom 50 times. My back would hurt.
Well, you got to not,
people would know,
you have
I'd
to not bring a giant drink in with you.
There'd be somebody next to me who's acts like they're unwrapping a present the whole time.
No, the worst part for me, and I agree with you on all this stuff, is that I'd be starting to go, I want this to end. Yeah. When is it going to be over? And so I'm now ruining what should be a good experience because I just wanted to, I want to leave.
Mm. Luckily, movie theaters are more comfortable than they used to be. Like the pandemic changed a lot of movie theaters into places where you've got like a recliner. So you do run the risk of falling asleep. And there's only so much kettle corn I can eat. So I do think that I'll probably stream the first one and then go see the other one in the theaters. Maybe I'll see if I can get my sister to go with me. So there's that.
Are you talking about Tina?
Tina is my only sister, yep.
Hi, Tina.
I have sisters-in-law, but she's the one who just called us a really mean name after what? We made fun of her.
Oh, no, and, I like that. That was well done.
Oh.
Teen.
This just one additional thing about Jonathan Bailey, because I was looking up to see if he's married or in a relationship. He says he is in a relationship with a man whom he describes as lovely, but has chosen to keep his partner's identity private.
There's only one celebrity in this coupling.
He said, it's not secret. It's not secret, but it's private. Our privacy must be respected. He says that privacy is completely critical for him to be confident in his professional life. He was, for a long time, rumored to be in a relationship with an actor by the name of James Ellis from 2019 to 2022. They attended an award ceremony together where he shared a kiss with him before accepting an award. Neither of them, though, would publicly confirm the romance at the time. So, and apparently that's ended. This is someone different. If it's anyone at all, it's perfectly private. It's not secret. It's private. Which is, I think, a perfect answer. It's not a secret, but it is private. And that's not what I'm here to talk to you about.
Good
I'm
for
here
him.
To promote my movie.
It is the smart way. And you find out.
It's a nice way to say, no, I'm not answering that.
Opened your pie hole too much, especially for an international movie star that suddenly you've got nothing to yourself anymore.
Right.
And it's your own fault.
Once you answer, I feel like it does make it open season on that question. Mm-hmm. Like, well, that's already in the books. Like that's a given and I can ask anything I want about that. It's cute. And it is something that people of an age start to think about. So I liked this and it's not like a genius commercial or anything, but out in front of the Home Alone house.
Oh, okay.
Macaulay Culkin. It's the 35-year anniversary. It's celebrating it this month, apparently. And there's a little bit of an update on what some of the characters are up to. He's in this ad. He's Kevin McAllister. That's his character's name when he was a little kid, the cutest little kid ever. It's an ad for something called Home Instead, a company that provides in-home non-medical care for seniors. So it's like help around the house. It sounds like a companion, someone to help prepare meals or run errands, take people to doctor's appointment, whatever it is. So rather than defending the house from the bandits, he's now concerned about creating a safety plan for his mom. So he's on the phone. He's out there shoveling snow. Oh, no. He's actually bubble wrapping all the Christmas decorations in the front yard because his mom's old. He doesn't want to get her to get hurt. And it sounds like she's like Mr. McAllister. The dad has died. The dad did die in real life. John Hurd was the actor who played Kevin's dad, and he did die in 2017. But the mom is, she's, I can never, Catherine
O'Hara.
O'Hara. She is the mom, Moira, on up Smith's Creek.
Right.
I can't say the name of it.
She's also the mom in Beetlejuice.
Oh, is she?
Okay. The artist mom. Yeah.
So he's out there talking on the phone with one of his siblings as he's bubble wrapping stuff. And he says, I'm just worried about mom being by herself. You know, what if she falls down or gets snowed in? And then I guess later in the ad, he meets old man Marley's granddaughter as she's shoveling the sidewalk. Home, but not alone.
Okay.
And there's a clip for it. You want to throw that up on the
I like it.
Sarah and Vinny Facebook page? It's cute. And it's something I went, oh, that would be a nice option if you just have somebody come live in and have there be a sort of a central place to find that.
It's a big deal.
Without paying somebody, you know, because it can be incredibly expensive to have like a medical person, a nurse, somebody who is there to, although you might need that too. I don't know. It's good. It was very cute. Justin Baldoni's countersuit's been, it's dead. He is going to go on, her suit is moving forward.
Blake Lively.
Justin Baldoni and Blake Lively made a movie together and it's been a mess. You've probably heard of this in the past year or so. I think she filed her suit last December, which means it hasn't even been a year since this whole thing's been going on.
Wow, really?
I know. So there was a ruling on Friday where they signed a new order formally dismissing the suit, stating that Baldoni and his co-plaintiffs allowed the refile deadline to lapse after their case was dismissed in June. They didn't refile. So at the time, this judge threw out claims of defamation. He basically said, because he was also suing like the New York Times or somebody had run the story about this. And the judge said they took court documents and that were available to them. That's not invading your privacy. Those were public documents. And then, so It Ends With Us is the name of the movie. She accused him of sexual harassment on the set, claiming he orchestrated a smear campaign against her in the aftermath. And she subsequently filed a lawsuit against him in New York federal court. He filed his $400 million lawsuit against her, as well as Ryan Reynolds and their publicist, claiming civil extortion, defamation, breach of contract, and invasion of privacy. He filed a $250 million defamation suit against the New York Times, over the publication story that first brought Lively's allegations to light. In June, this judge dismissed the entire lawsuit. He said, since Lively's claims against Baldoni were first made in a complaint to the California Civil Rights Department, which was then reported on by the New York Times, the claims are covered by litigation privilege and not considered defamatory. And they let it. So he's going to go to trial. It looks like it's in March of 2026 is when this whole thing is going to start. And so he'll just be defending himself against her allegations. But his countersuit's been dropped. So that's where we're at with that.
Okay. I still don't know what to make of any of it.
I know. It's just, it's such an ugly situation.
Can anyone say, is there one thing he did to her that you're like, well, if he did that, is there any one thing in her allegation, she's like,
I have never
my butt. He said this. We've all listened to all this.
I know.
And not one of us can recount
like one specific thing.
Okay.
Yeah. If anything, the things that stick out to me are where he was at her apartment for a meeting, right, and it got crashed by Ryan Reynolds and Taylor Swift. Like, it almost felt like everything I heard was bad for her.
Right. That's what I'm...
And some of the stuff that he alleged was like, this chick's trying to get the right... She's trying to wrestle the rights to these movies away from me.
I'd never even heard of him.
Right, me either.
Until this
It was the best news for the movie of all time. Like, I was like, well, I'm going to watch it.
I don't know how they can... There's no moving forward.
I agree.
There's two more movies or two more books that could be turned into movies, and this thing's just all scandalized.
I know. It just, it's ugly. Nobody, I don't think, is coming out of this smelling like a rose. Like, I don't even like Ryan Reynolds anymore. That is saying something. When you could ask me a year ago, right, who's your dream guy? I'd be like, it's Ryan Reynolds. I love that guy. And that Blake Lively, she seems great. What are you looking at?
I don't know. I'm seeing if Bob's got anything to say.
I hope that everyone can put this behind them and move forward with their lives. It's a shame.
It is a shame.
For everybody involved.
You must have seen it.
No. I wasn't going to see it anyway, though.
It's good.
Colleen Hoover, right?
I don't know.
Not my thing.
I'm out of time. All right, what's coming up, Vin?
Thanksgiving's around the corner, and I've got good information for you, and then I'll finish the people with their bosses and more after these.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at
97.3. Wow, 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 wow.
There it is.
Wow, 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 wow. Space travel. Let's go to Saturn. Woo! Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Tomorrow, 8 a.m., a battle of the generations with Bridge the Gap. We have some special guests. It's like the JoJo show over here. We have Joe Cunningham from our sales department and less Joe, not more Joe, because more Joe is, he's a lot.
Oh, the other Joe of the, okay.
Of the morning roast. over there.
We're getting people to help us here in the building. We don't have access to a lot, but we do have wonderful coworkers
that might be
around
right
at that time, and we'll use them to help us with this. I got absolutely throttled, publicly throttled by the questions. I didn't get, not only did I not get one, I didn't get close to one.
Yeah. Well, and Gen X is not looking good. Like, I got issues with some of the questions that are coming out of the Zillennials over there.
She's over there smiling, though. She did get me. She's polishing her nails.
She's won both of them. So tomorrow, we're going to be doing this. We're going to do it on Wednesdays now. So it'll be a Bridge the Gap tomorrow, 8 o'clock in the morning. Battle of the Generations with Bridge the Gap.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Every holiday season, Fremont Bank Foundation helps Bay Area nonprofits to fulfill food insecurity challenges. Whether an organization needs turkeys for its Thanksgiving feast or food for its holiday programs, Fremont Bank Foundation is there in the spirit of community. They've been supporting local organizations and our neighbors for decades. Learn more at FremontBank.com. That leads me to my first story. I want to mention this. I realize some of us feel like Amazon or many of these big tech companies that are just sitting on billions and billions. It can feel like too much. But here is a moment where I feel like this is an important give back, and you might find this information useful.
Okay.
Amazon is doing Thanksgiving meal feeds a family of five for $25.
Oh.
That includes an entire turkey and classic sides. It's available to order from November 12th through or close to the actual date of Thanksgiving. You can look it up for more details. But as Amazon, $25 Thanksgiving meal deals. There's also another one.
And that's something that you would gift to someone or use
for yourself. You might find yourself
going... So this isn't a charity thing where you're like, here's $25, feed a family.
No. This is, you might want to buy this for yourself.
All right.
The meal comes with an 8-pound frozen butterball turkey, crescent rolls, plus a slew of pre-made sides, including stuffing, mashed potatoes, green bean casserole, and cranberry relish.
Sounds great.
I think that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah,
and it's certainly, if you're on a tight budget and fretting... There it is, $25 meal feeds five. There's another one here. Let me make sure I find the... Walmart has announced they're going to do another deal where they call it the Thanksgiving Saving Basket for a third consecutive year, and it costs less than $40 to feed 10.
Oh, my.
So Walmart and Amazon have great deals out there for your Thanksgiving feast.
Yeah.
And you might gift it to someone, Sarah. That's probably one of the ways people use this, but I could also see someone going, if I can feed the whole family for $25, that means I can spend that money
on
Christmas presents
or whatever
else.
Someone who's lucky enough to not be on a budget, consider your local food banks.
Yeah. Oreo is going to be selling Thanksgiving cookies that taste like turkey and stuffing. You in?
I mean, I'll try anything, Vin, but I can't imagine that I'm going to be into a turkey-tasting cookie.
You got to order it online, but it is gross-sounding to me.
Yeah.
But if you're in, go to Oreo.com and try all the new flavors.
Okay. Thanks for the tip.
A poll asked, have you ever been in a romantic or sexual relationship with someone at work who is your boss? 9% said yep.
Wow. And Maddie, you had sort of a boss adjacent thing.
Yeah, but I also had I dated a girl who dumped me for her boss.
Oh.
We were dating and I guess...
She was like into her boss.
Into her boss.
Well, proximity figures into it.
There is a percentage here, they say, that answered, I prefer not to say, which is, you know...
That's a yes. I definitely, as I thought about this question, I guess it was my boss. It was my supervisor at Sears, but I dated him for a while. And
that's your boss.
He was the head of the hardware department at Sears.
Trying to move up in hardware, are you?
I wasn't. I was just into him. He was into my feet, though. I was not that into that.
How old were you at Sears?
I guess I was probably...
I couldn't have been of an age that you would be with someone who was kissing.
No, he was older than me. I worked at Sears until I was probably about, I graduated high school at 18, and it was someone at, I'm sorry, I was 17 when I graduated high school, and I was doing him before I left for college. So that summer, so I was 17, and he was like 26 or 27.
And
I know, but he was, he was a catch, man, you know.
I promise you he wasn't.
I don't know.
26-year-old going after a 17-year-old.
I was so hot, though. You can't blame him.
Then people were asked, have you ever been in a relationship with someone who you were the boss of? And 8% said yes.
I don't think so.
I dated a former intern once.
Oh.
Yeah.
But you weren't currently the boss.
No, it was not. This was a while after.
Was there anything inappropriate that happened while that person was an intern?
I would never, ever, ever, ever cross that line. I like my job. I would never.
But is this when you were the producer of the morning show with No Name?
No, this is the Alice days.
That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
You know, he was on a morning show with me as well.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I was thinking of his show. Never mind. yeah, I remember that. I was there for all of it. But yeah,
were you?
Okay, so you knew her from then, and then you hooked up with her at a later date after she'd moved on into grown-up world.
Yes.
Got it.
Was it?
Oh, she's mouthing.
Okay, I can't.
She's saying stuff.
No, I'll ask you during the break. I don't want to out any interns.
Well, can you say? You don't want to say?
No.
Okay.
Don't say.
Could you read my lips?
If I knew the person, I could.
With so many interns, it's the only one I can think of because she was a pretty hot chick.
We'll see.
Are romantic relationships between bosses and subordinates always a bad thing?
Yes,
there is a power dynamic. I feel like sometimes the heart wants what it wants. And so maybe one person needs to leave.
3/4 of people say it is always or usually unacceptable behavior. You cannot, as a boss, get with a subordinate.
Yeah, you gotta.
You're the one.
It's on the boss.
Uh-huh.
It's totally unacceptable, but that doesn't mean it's not super fun and exciting.
Right.
I don't blame people for doing it, but bad. It's bad.
Well, it's just not a good look because office gossip is just gross. And it's also people just feel like you're in it for the wrong reasons. Like everyone's going to be speculating that you're trying to further your career or that you're, picking from the pool if you're the boss.
The bummer is, and I realize there's a power dynamic, but the bummer is that is someplace you spend a lot of time.
Yeah.
And you do end up spending a lot of time with those people. People know not to date their coworkers. But they date their coworkers.
Because that's who they're exposed to. Or if you're, the governor of California and you're living in a big mansion and there's the lady who cleans it all the time. Like, there she is all the time. I mean, she does such a good job on the floors.
Are we talking about Mildred Baena right now?
We are.
Oh.
Oh, look at you pulling her actual name out.
Well.
Couldn't even think of her name.
I sit here and listen to you every day.
She looks so good. She's scrubbing. Scrub the floors. Yes. Scrub the floors.
Oh boy. Well, anyway,
I still can't get over that. That I just every time I hear about anybody dating an employee, excuse me,
it's Arnold and the maid.
Like, oh my god! And then she started bringing the kid to work with her, and he looks exactly like Arnold. Like, all Maria had to do was open up her eyes and go, that kid looks suspiciously exactly like you.
Well, it's called denial. It's a real thing. You actually don't want to accept what's happening, so you deny it to yourself.
I'll punch him in the face. He'll have a black eye. You won't recognize him.
That is not.
I'll toughen him up. Don't worry.
Did you ever
date
a coworker seriously, like someone you worked with? Did you? You probably did.
Yeah.
Many times?
Yeah.
Of course not.
I would say no.
Really?
Didn't.
What about DJ that you dated?
Oh, no. I was like an intern there.
Oh.
And he.
That's a coworker.
Not really. He worked. He did nights, and I was a morning show intern. So I met him at like some get-togethers, and
okay,
he was creepy too. Actually, looking back on it, like I've made some like weird decisions. Like, oh, is that hot? Maybe. Let's try it again.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
I know there was a girl at my work that I had the biggest crush on, and she liked me, and everyone knew it, and she would light up when she saw me, and I would light up when I saw her, and I was totally into her, and I finally was like, what?
Are we gonna go out or what?
And she honestly said to me, I can't date you. I can never date you. And she was Saudi. Her name was Rola, and she was Saudi. Rola. And she was like, my parents would never let me date you.
I'd have to get rid of my family.
Like, what a crushing blow. I was all, what is this?
I dated a few girls that were Jewish in New York that called me a goy toy.
As in, like, we can play with you, yes, but we can't marry you.
But we'll not marry you. Yeah.
That's the only time I ever experienced that. That was like a blow.
No. In college, I had a crush on a girl, and she was Indian, and I got the same thing. Nope. We can date a little bit, but I'm gonna marry an Indian guy.
Mm. Well, if it gets drilled into you and you accept it, then I didn't accept it.
I was like,
well, you
really
didn't, but she was like, no, this is basically, if I want to keep my family, I'm not dating you. This is what's expected of me.
It was a burn. It was a burn. It
felt
really like, so you're leading me on. Not you. I mean, her. She was leading me on.
No, I knew you weren't talking about me.
Oh, okay. Anyway, next story. According to a new report, the average parent with a young kid fields 46 questions per day.
Is that all?
Parents say they only find themselves without answers about 35% of the time. It is one of the, there's a lot of hard, difficult, maybe too much time consuming stuff that comes with parenting, but it is cool to help them along each day with different hurdles that come along. All the stuff. Tying their shoes.
Everything.
How to blow their nose. Right. Why is there so much toilet paper in this toilet? Like, let's talk about this. What is happening? All the different things. Why are you smiling like that?
Because, yes. It's everything. You got to teach them everything.
If you're getting that dirty, let's hop in the shower. You can't possibly use a whole roll every time you go.
Right.
It's unacceptable. Mm. Well, I don't know. What do you mean you don't know?
I just pull off giant handfuls of it 5 or 6 times. There's all kinds of stuff you got to. I mean, they're a completely unformed human being. And it is on you. Teach them the ways of the world.
I think one of the things that's really great about tech, and there's a lot of downsides to tech these days, like it's gotten
scary.
But to be able to check with Google for an answer on any given question is a blessing.
It's handy, that's for sure.
Think of all the things that we used to say, we don't know.
Yeah. Or we'll go to the library and find out.
You'll never say, we don't know again, because you go to Google and check for an answer.
Does that make geniuses feel bad? You know, the people who really do know all the things, they're like, oh, man.
Probably.
Google knows more. It's like everyone knows all the same stuff. We all know everything.
Most of the time, the questions that kids ask, again, it's, I think, 46 questions. Yeah, 46 questions per day. Mm. Most of the time, those are pretty easy stuff. It's not some big deal.
Right, right. But sometimes it's like that uncomfortable question where you're like, maybe your mom should be part of this conversation.
Yeah, there's definitely things that you wonder,
Am I going to screw this up?
Is this age appropriate? I don't know. I got to check and see if this info, I can give you the real answer or some floofy answer to kick the can down the alley a bit. 91% of parents believe it's important to foster their child's natural curiosity and interests. But they do want them to be aware of their surroundings. The average parent tells their kid to be careful 27 times per day.
Yeah. Be careful.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even hear you say it. I have to say, though, I definitely made some mistakes. Like, my kids would ask me a question and I would say, I am going to tell you the truth. Are you sure that you want to know? Like, without saying it in so many words. Like, I was like, I will tell you the answer to any question. And I did get asked that one about that one holiday guy. And he had even laid out that he suspected other holiday guys weren't real. And he was 5. And he asked me directly. And I said, if I tell you, I'm going to tell you the truth. And I did. And I destroyed that child. And he's never been the same since.
Oh, man.
He went like this. Okay.
Aww.
And then he goes up and I go to John, who's in there. I'm like, oh my God, I just, and John like runs up there and Riley is just smart, like his grandpa died. I'm like, oh my God, what have
you
I done?
You are the worst.
But he was like, he laid out this whole argument for why that guy wasn't real.
And you're supposed to deny.
I know that now.
My mom made up an intricate lie because I came home from school and we had some pretty poor kids where I grew up, and like one kid, all he got for Christmas was a harmonica, and I went to mom and said, how come he only got a harmonica? You know, Santa Claus brought me all this stuff. And my mom goes, well, you see, parents send money to Santa Claus, and then
no,
yeah,
oh,
and that's how you get what you get.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's a subscription.
Yeah.
Yeah. Santa, you got to pay into it. It's like a layaway thing.
Yeah.
800-400-3697. Maddie's on the show.
Let's see. 415, driving by your building right now on my way to work. Love you guys.
88 Kearney. Hello from the 10th floor.
I'm waving.
Yay for voice text, he said. Yeah, thank you for not texting and driving.
Yeah.
925, two of my coworkers of equal level were secretly hooking up, and she was promoted to be his boss, and they continued to secretly date until she got pregnant.
Oh, so, then the cat's out of the bag.
Oh,
boy. Good morning, everyone, especially the hunky 40-year-old producer.
There's no hunky 40-year-old producer on this show.
I'd rather date a comedian, a CEO, a producer, or a bowler rather than a hypnotist, a psychic, or a magician.
Well, those were your choices. Sorry, Sheila.
I don't think you want to date a CEO.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do.
You got a private jet.
Yeah, but they're crazy. They're not okay up there, and they're doing bad things.
You know I'm a CEO, right?
Maybe he's the CEO of like a environmental protection company.
Well, this CEO doesn't have a plane, that's for sure.
Yeah, no.
That is true. I guess, you know.
Yeah, I meant CEOs with planes.
Yeah. Yeah, don't take startup CEOs because we have no money.
Exactly.
And you do have a great
title,
though.
Our hair's on fire all the time.
All right, coming up, we've got Winterland tickets plus Justin Bieber and meditation.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.